If your parents only knew of the shit you used to do, you'd be grounded for a long, long time.
Cheers!
Hey! We're doing it!
I'm so excited!
All right! Woo-hoo. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the very first, very official, very serious episode of Ungroundable. Yes. With me, Lisa Schwartz, as your host, and my sidekick here, my mom.
Yay. I love being your sidekick.
Do you prefer Jen, Jenny, Jennifer, or just mom? Or that bitch?
Oh, that bitch sounds good.
You kind of are that bitch, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I like sitting here in my underwear and just drinking and talking.
She's not in her underwear. I'm not sure why she said that, but we're off to a great, great start. This show kind of came about because you said that you went to an astrologer.
Yes.
This is a true story.
True story.
Who was like, you need to do a podcast and it needs to be with someone else, right? Yeah.
And it has to be with your daughter. It'll be great, fantastic, perfect. I'm like, okay. And then I called Lisa.
Yeah. And so here we are. This podcast, unless you haven't like heard me talk about it on YouTube or read the description, as you always should, it's all about telling stories that we've been hiding from our parents all these years because we were afraid to be grounded or to get in trouble. And now that I'm old enough and I'm certainly ungroundable at this point in time because I am an adult, I can reveal those stories to you.
Yes, and you can just spill it, girl.
And I can spill it. I feel like maybe there's going to be some bumps in the road as we're learning. Have you ever done a podcast before?
Never.
Okay, so I think you might need to talk a little bit louder.
Oh, louder. Okay.
You know what I mean?
I can be loud.
Yeah. Okay. Do you listen to podcasts? What is your podcast experience?
I love podcasts. They always pop up and I like to listen to what people have to say and life stories. I love the stories.
You like The Moth.
I love The Moth. I love this one that we're going to do.
You love like all the like inspirational ones. Now, this is more about the time that I stole your period pads and peed in them to see if, in fact, they would withstand my bladder.
What?
Did you know that? You got to get up in there,
did
bitch.
What?
Yeah. So I was like always, this was, way back in the day, we had a babysitter over and I thought being the show man, show woman that I was, that it would be hysterical to pull out one of your pads and take a pee in it to see if in fact it would withstand all that came out.
Oh my God.
Spoiler alert. It did not. It did not hold it. And you paid that babysitter that night.
Well,
so,
see?
Yeah.
You should have told me.
You don't know, you didn't know that one, huh?
That was a good one.
Yeah. There's a lot of those. I made a whole list, Mom.
Yikes.
And our guests that we're going to have on, we're going to have all sorts of fun comedians, celebrities, YouTubers. And I feel like everyone has those stories hidden up their sleeves.
Yes.
Do you have any of those stories of things that you either held from me or held from your mom?
I have a great one. Should I go ahead?
Yeah, I mean, lay it on us.
Okay. So I was the goddess of all in kindergarten. Yes. I was a teacher's pet. She loved me.
Okay.
You have to remember, this is in the 50s.
Okay.
So I went to school.
She's very old.
I'm very old.
She's very, very old.
So I went to school in my poodle skirts. I was like the shit with the clothes. I mean, I was so cute. And we had open house, as you always do.
Yeah.
And so my mom came, and she met the teacher, and I had a folder with all my stuff, and I was so proud. And then all of a sudden, I realized, oh, my God, I have to pee so bad. But my mom would not let me go to the bathroom outside in the hallway.
Why?
I don't know, because she was busy with the teacher and all my stuff and everything and artwork. And I was like taking it all in because I was teacher's pet and I was great.
You didn't want to mess it up.
I didn't want to mess it up.
Yeah.
And so, but you know how it is when you have to pee and it gets worse and worse and worse. Anywho.
You borrowed your mom's pad and you peed it.
No.
No? Okay. That would have been amazing if that's where the story went.
But in the 50s, I don't know if this is true or not. But in the 50s, they had something called a cloakroom or a coat room. So it had a separate wall that divided the classroom with where you put your stuff. And I was really in a bad way. I mean, a bad way. And nobody was paying attention. So I went into the cloakroom at open house, and I just opened my legs. And if you've ever seen...
Did you have to say it like that? I don't know why, but that was so disturbing. That just took me to a whole nother story, okay, which we'll get to later. Okay, okay.
Have you ever seen a horse pee? I'm not kidding you. It just, the flood came. It was, I didn't care. I had to pee so bad. And my
Wait, so like on the floor on or the like floor, in a jacket?
No, no. On the floor in the cloakroom and like a flood. And I didn't care because I had to pee so, so bad. But in my 5-6-year-old brain, I don't know why I thought, but the janitor will come and they'll clean it up before I have to go to school.
And that's what privilege looks like, ladies and gentlemen.
So I figured it would get cleaned up before I came to school the next day. I came to school the next day and it looked like...
No.
Yes, yes. It was still there and it was the size of Texas.
Just like a full puddle?
A full puddle. And I don't even know if it smelled... I have no idea, but there it was, and I was just like, oh, it's still there. So I just went to my desk and sat down.
You never got in trouble?
Never got in trouble.
Never told anyone?
But oof, that felt so good to go.
Okay. I would just like to say this was very unplanned. As you know, if you guys follow me on YouTube or wherever, I'm not a planner. I do things very, especially on YouTube, yeah, very last minute. Everything's just kind of rolls off the
right,
tongue.
Right.
We did not consult on any of this. And the fact that we both kicked this off with urination stories is really something spectacular. Also, the only thing we said to each other before we started rolling was, let's just go to the bathroom real fast. So if you're not into potty humor, I think that you're in the wrong place. But how come in the middle of the night when you got to go, forget about it, you're just going to lay in bed in agony?
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to lay there and go, I don't really have to go.
Do you ever have dreams where you like have to go to the bathroom because you have to go to the bathroom in real life?
All the time. And then I talk myself out of it and I just lay there and it's after an hour, you just got to get up and go.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
I don't. I just hold it. I really just hurt until the morning. And then I look in the mirror and it looks like I'm pregnant when I get up. And I like to see what I look like when I'm going to get pregnant. I'm really cute as a pregnant person. Are there any stories that you remember from that you never told me or like things that you know I did, but we never talked about it? Do you have any memories of that?
I don't know what you did because you were such a good kid.
Was I really a good kid?
I thought.
So you thought. actually, you know, I was kind of making these lists and running through ideas for today's show on like things that I have done. And I will say, like, childhood, I was a pretty good kid. I think shit went down like college on.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? And I'm not blaming marijuana, but I will say,
go ahead.
I will say, I feel like that led to a lot of really extraordinary times. I told this story, and I'm repeating myself if you've seen this specific video on my YouTube channel. If you have, shout out to you. You are such a tried and true follower, and I appreciate you greatly. But I'm going to quickly retell this story. When I went on a cruise. Do you remember this? Mm-hmm. In college, a friend of ours, their parents were very like so giving. There are some of my favorite set of parents. But they're just like kind of flippant and like hippies. And so they thought it would be a good idea to take their daughter and her two friends, me being one of them, on a cruise to Jamaica.
Oh, God.
And this was like during the height of college, during like, you know, our phase of like learning how to smoke pot, which I'm sure you have many stories
I
to
do.
Tell.
Mm-hmm. A few.
Yeah.
Just a few.
Mom thought she saw the devil at one point. That's cool.
I did. I saw the devil. Oof.
Mom, I don't think that was marijuana, by the way.
Well, whatever it was.
Yeah. I think
that like, person had horns. I'm just saying.
Was that at the movie theater?
No, it was my boyfriend and I were in his car and we were smoking a joint.
Yeah.
And I looked over at him and he had horns.
No.
Yes. And that was it.
Did you break up with him after that?
No, I don't remember. All I can remember is like, I wanted to get out of the car because he looked like the devil and I was so afraid.
I feel like we'll get back to my story, but like, okay. Now I really would rather dive into your marijuana usage. I feel like you're not a good pot smoker.
Especially now, we don't even know what's in the pot. I mean, come on. And I guess back there, we didn't either, but...
No, now we know. Now it's just a far more potent than what the, like, shrub that you used to probably smoke.
Well, you remember, it was like late 60s. Everything was going on, and you go to a party, and nobody was drinking. Everybody was smoking. We called it grass. Everybody was smoking grass at the time, so I didn't know what was going on most of the time. I don't know how I got home sometimes.
Well, I'll tell you a story about that. And I wonder if you remember this.
Probably.
There was a period of time where you were dating a very lovely man, Roger.
Oh, yeah.
Who has since left this planet. But I'm sure he's up in the stars dancing and having a grand old time.
And looking down on us at this very
laughing at this story because he used... recreational, but also medical marijuana. And that's when you kind of like got back in the swing of smoking pot. And I think probably the first time I knew that you smoked pot, you know what I mean? Like there is a learning curve with a mother daughter or parent relationship where you like break, that's what the show is all about, where you like break that like boundary.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, now we can talk about all those times, right?
Yeah.
So you would indulge with him once in a while.
Yeah, very once in a while.
But let's remember, he was smoking medical marijuana.
And every day.
Yeah, but probably pretty strong stuff because he was doing it for medical purposes.
Yes.
And this was before you could go into the store without a card and everything, right?
Yeah. So this was like, you had to get a prescription for
stuff.
Yeah.
And so I don't remember where you were or what you were doing, but I got a phone call.
I remember exactly where I was.
I got a phone call from this bitch over here. You remember this?
Oh, I remember.
Who had to pull the fuck over because she was so fucking stoned, didn't realize it until she was like halfway down like Burbank Boulevard or something. And then it suddenly occurred to her that she shouldn't be driving. So she pulled over and I had to talk you through.
You talked me through?
I had to talk you down. Because most of it's just like, you know, a mental game. You got to like talk yourself. But yeah, you were so stoned and then you got in the car, which don't do that.
Oh, yeah.
And then you realized.
And then I was driving and I remember, would we have cell phones then? I guess we did. And I said, it's taking such a long time.
That is right. That
to
is
drive right. down.
You were probably going so fucking slow. I would have paid to have seen that. I would have paid to have seen that.
Oh, man. I'm like, sure, taking a long time to get back to work. I went back to work.
You went to work?
I did. Oh, my God. And then I called the wrong cruise line.
She was a travel agent for a long time.
Shh, don't tell anybody.
I mean, I don't know. Those women in that office, bless them, but stoned or not, I feel like you were probably more with it than they were on that day.
You know, don't smoke in the middle of the afternoon and then try to do something.
Yeah.
Don't. Don't do that.
So back to my Jamaica story.
Oh, Lord.
There's two things that happened on this trip that I don't know if you knew about.
Uh-oh. I thought you told me all
of them. Well, it took off from New Orleans.
I love New Orleans.
Yeah, it ported out of New Orleans. So we had one night only in New Orleans, and we were going to take full advantage of the one night only in New Orleans. And this is the story that I told online, is that we were out with our friend's parents. We went to a strip club. They took us to a strip club.
You went to a strip
hysterical.
Club?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Was it just women stripping?
I can't remember. I've been to many a strip club.
You have?
Yeah. I also went to a sex show in Amsterdam. Did you ever do one of those?
What? With donkeys?
No, what the fuck? What are you talking about? What kind of 60s shit did you... You go to a donkey sex show?
Oh, no, that was Tijuana. That was Tijuana.
This show was intended for me to reveal secrets to my mom, but I think it's taking a turn. Don't you dare tell me you've seen that.
No.
This is horrifying. This
I
is
heard
the
about
first
it.
And last.
I heard about it.
No, the one in Amsterdam was just like humans.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Mom is instantly regretting everything. Can you be arrested at this point, you know, for things?
I don't think so.
Okay. Anyways, so the parents decide to go back to the hotel, and my friend and I were like, we want to smoke pot. When in New Orleans, we'll find it.
They left you alone?
I'm
in
telling you,
Orleans?
They.
Wow.
They didn't care. Whoa. I mean, they cared, but like they were party animals themselves.
Whoa.
But so they had to go back because we had to get on the ship the next day. So we're walking around, just the two of us, and we meet these two young fellows who are like, you want to smoke pot? Yeah, you want to smoke pot? Yeah. Come with us. Okay, we'll come with you.
Wow. You wouldn't do that today.
Hold on, Mom. That's okay. Not even the worst of it.
Okay.
We got in the car with them.
Ay, ay, ay.
Two strangers. Now, I'd like to say, now that I'm not dead, I would like to say, I feel like I have good instincts on people, like good reads on people. But so like, if didn't feel, it didn't, if it felt right. So we
Why?
Get in the car and then they start driving. We're like, oh, where are we going? They're like, oh, this like park that we go to.
Oh, no.
They get on the freeway. Now we're out of the city and we're on the freeway.
Oh my God.
And me and my friend are in the back and we're like freaking out. We're like looking at each other and I don't know if we, I feel like we were able to text each other at that point.
Oh.
We're like, this doesn't feel well or something.
Oh, jeez.
Suddenly, a twist of fate. These guys thought we were police.
Thank God.
And they're like, you guys police? No, we're not police. And we go, you know what? We just want to go back. I think we made a mistake. We want to go back. Are you sure you're not the police? No, we're fine. We just want to go back.
But if you said you were the police, do you think you would have like got shot or something? Or
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I think they were afraid and we were afraid.
Okay.
We were mutually afraid, thank God.
Yeah.
They literally turned around and dropped us off at our hotel.
Oh my God. Were you lucky or what? There was no donkeys involved.
There was no donkeys. Unfortunately, there was no marijuana, but there was also no death.
Whew. Thank God.
Well, fast forward a few days.
Oh, no.
We're on the cruise ship now.
Oh, no.
We land in Jamaica. Now, if you've ever been on a cruise, you know this.
Yes.
In most of these, like, ports that they drop you off in, they have, like, very, like, man-made strips of, like, you know, like, downtown. It's,
yeah.
Like, they have, like, one little patch where you, like, shop. Not man-made. What am I trying to say? It's like very tourist setup.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, okay, you land in Jamaica, like Ocho Rios,
like
right?
A pop-up shop.
Yeah, it's like a pop-up shop, but like they know
Another
it's specifically
stuff.
For...
And they can't wait till you get off the ship. And
exactly.
Buy
but like
shit.
The cruise ship says like, hey, just stay within like the confines
yeah.
of this like one little strip that we've like set up and, you know, we've made these deals with the locals. That was the icebreaker.
Oh. I got nervous.
Oh, by the way, if you're just listening to this, hello, hi, we're so happy to have you. But we're also have full video on Patreon. We have a Patreon.
Ooh.
I know. Have you ever been on Patreon?
I have not.
Yeah, it's really an excited place to
be. Okay, good. Well, here we are.
Yeah, we're offering all sorts of fun things, which we'll talk about later. But you can see the video also and some clips on YouTube, like that reaction Mom just had to the ice maker. Anyways. So we get off the port in Jamaica and
oh, no.
The parents are like, have fun. And like,
no
wave, you know, they're going
way.
To like, I think she probably went and got like a turtle tattoo. Like she got all those like cheesy tattoos. I love her so much. Have fun. And so their daughter was a little bit more of a goody two shoes. So me and the other girl who almost died in New Orleans, we're like, let's take this one step further. Let's get weed in Jamaica.
Oh, Lord.
So we go off the beaten path. Do you know this story?
No.
So we go and we meet a Rastaman.
Oh.
The most lovely.
Sure.
I wish I could remember his name. We had his phone number for quite some time afterwards. Let me take you on a tour, he says.
Oh.
You want to get stoned? But let me take you on a tour of the city. He takes us all around whatever city we were in Jamaica. Yeah. I can't remember.
Would you say Ocho Rios?
Or? I can't I quite remember. Land, yeah. Yeah. Taking us around. He takes us to like this guy on the side of the street that's selling CDs for a good price, blah, 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 blah. So kind, so nice. Again, one of those like strokes of luck.
Mm.
Someone was looking out for us. And we're like, okay, okay, we don't need no CDs. We need the weed. We need that Jamaica weed. We land at this place, an outdoor patio of some building.
But you're walking.
We're walking, okay. Yeah. Walking around. But I think we like took a subway. I don't know. We smoke a big, big fat joint. Like I think it was like a blunt. You know what a blunt is?
No, what is that?
I think.
Like a cigar?
Yeah, I think it's okay. Like, yeah. Okay. Did you say a cigar?
A cigar?
Yeah. And I have picture proof of this. Oh, my God. Patty was there because I have picture proof.
Uh-oh.
I would share the pictures, but I look extremely large. It was my big girl days. So, like, I don't know if I'm ready to share that with the internet.
Oh, God.
With these two Rasta guys, so nice, so blazed, take us back. They take us back safely. We give them a tip, the whole thing. We're getting back onto the boat. They have these dogs, you know, and I'm like, I stick out my hand. I'm like, hey, puppy. And my friend's like, no, like pulls my hand back. Cause like, you know, we're smoking. Yeah. Oh, we got on the ship. All is well. And Melissa turns to me. I wasn't going to drop her name, but now everyone knows.
Uh-oh.
Turns to me and was like, hey, do you realize where we were smoking that blunt? We were on the patio of a what? Whorehouse.
Get out.
Swear to God.
Come on.
I was so oblivious and like, I don't think, I was just like too naive. We were at the bottom of a whorehouse.
Oh, how did she know that? What did she
I
say?
Don't know. She's always a little bit more mature than I was. You know what I mean? But we got back. And as it turns out, we stayed in touch with that guy because they had some really bad storm, not that long after. And so we checked in to make sure we was okay. It was a great trip. God. We had a great time on that trip.
Yeah.
That trip forever and always. That trip.
Good thing you didn't know. It was a horror. They was like, and come on in.
I mean,
whoa.
Yeah.
That is really scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks for revealing that.
Yeah. How do you feel about that now? You can't ground me now.
Shoot. I can't. Oh, well.
On a scale from don't tell your dad to, you know, or like a scale of like, just don't tell your dad to like, you're grounded forever. Where would you, had I told you at the time?
Just don't tell your dad.
Really? You would have been cool with it?
Yeah, I would have been cool with it.
Okay. Because I feel like travel, like some of travel, like that's what it's about.
Oh, travel is like the greatest learning experience ever. You have to keep traveling and except, boy.
You ever have any scary close calls while traveling?
Mm-hmm. No, I was kind of a wimp traveling. I always got help and stuff, but not from a Rusty Mom.
You really missed out on that opportunity. I want to backpedal a little bit. I busted through our intros because I was so excited to tell you about that time that I peed in your pad.
Yeah, that was very exciting.
But I do want to say that, you know, you've never done a podcast before, but for those of you who don't know this, you're a meme.
Oh, yeah. God darn it. I keep seeing myself.
My mom gets memed all the time. Now, let's give some context. If she looks familiar, it's not just because she's my mom and we have the same face, but rather she was a continuous like guest or actor or reactor on Elders React,
right,
which is a big, you know, React-type video channel on YouTube. And so you were on there a lot.
Like I was
on
there.
You would react to a bunch of videos.
Yeah, I was working like almost every week.
Yeah, you were really on a roll there. And there was this one video. Do you remember what it was for?
It was like a cartoon, and it was for kids that were wanting to come out to be gay. And
yeah.
Yeah, it was one
It was like
those.
An animated short about some kid coming out to his dad or something. Yeah. And it was really touching. I think it won a bunch of awards.
Yeah. It was really touching. And you would have to watch things and then obviously react to it. And I started watching it. And towards the end, I was just like so overwhelmed. And, you know, I'm such a sensitive person anyways. And I just started wiping away tears. And then all of a sudden it's everywhere.
Yeah. The quote was, it's just so touching or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it's like you like looking down and crying. Well, the internet went wild for that specific moment, and you have been memed ever since. When Taylor Swift's new album came out, you were memed. You've been memed in every language. Adam like got sent me one. There was like some Spanish meme going around with your face.
Where's my residual check?
Seriously, I just want to let you know. So, kind of the reason why I'm bringing this up is, you know, in explaining who you are and why we're doing this, I obviously have this background of YouTube and and we have this great relationship, but you are a meme star. And I just want to make sure that the whole world knows that, and also let you know that you were memed twice this week.
What?
Allow me to review. And if you want to see this again, head to our Patreon to see the full video version of this.
It. What is it?
So you were memed twice. There you are. Oh, that was so powerful. Oh my God,
that was so powerful.
Okay, so this was the first meme, and it says, me after watching all of the memes my friends sent me over the past month.
What?
Wow, that was so powerful. Look at you go. Oh, and then this is what I'm really proud about, this one. You were memed on Twitter for a Big Brother moment. So what? I guess this girl Brittany was having a tough time, and instead they put in, wow, that was so fucking stupid. It was you. So have crossed many a generations, and in this podcast you're crossing
again
many lines.
Where's my check?
Yeah,
come on.
So I'm just looking forward to you know, revealing to you your many a memes every week, because they just keep on coming. And if you guys happen to see them, make sure you let us know. All right. Well, we're going to take a little break.
Okay.
And we'll be back in a moment. That we have to recover from.
I got to recover from the whole what I said about donkeys, what you said about Jamaica.
Yeah, there's just like whatever stays on the internet or happens on the internet stays on the internet.
That's right.
Trust me on that.
Okay.
All right. How do you feel like we're doing? We're killing it?
I think we're killing it.
I think so, too. And in fact, we have some announcements in episode one already.
Whoa.
I know. We're kind of a big deal. Guys, if you could, we would really appreciate if you rate and reviewed our new show, since it is a new show. Spreading the love and sharing it with everyone you know is so, so very helpful for us. And if you leave a rating and a review, you can be as honest as you want, but also like make sure you like give especially this lady some love and tell us how you think, or what you think rather. We would really, really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So be kind.
Be kind. Rewind. Also, we're about to share some of your stories, which is so exciting. Y'all have started to submit them, and they're hysterical, hilarious, and in fact, some of them very inspiring. So if you want us to read yours, come share your ungroundable stories with us over at ungroundablepodcast.com. That is ungroundablepodcast.com. And last but not least, guys, we have a Patreon, like I had mentioned. It's so exciting. There's so many great opportunities over there. It also just launched, so come hang out with me, Mom, Jeff, and our other friends. Get some early episode access. Check out bonus episodes, including literally a whole nother show. Come hang out with me, Mom, Jeff, our friends, and other members for early episode access. Check out bonus episodes. It's really the only place that you can get the full video podcast and so much more. So meet us on over there. It's patreon.com/ungroundablepodcast. It's like a little club.
I love it.
For people who have stories to tell.
And we all
do. And secrets to keep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bust them out.
Bust them out. And bust them all over my mom. Don't do that. That's disgusting. All right. We are back and we are fully recovered from these moments.
Maybe.
I'm going to tell you another thing real fast. No. And then we're going to jump into some viewers' stories.
Okay.
I once electrocuted myself.
What?
So hardcore.
What?
Which now I feel like everything that's wrong with me comes from that moment.
What?
And I never told you, because I don't know if I was embarrassed, if I was scared. I'm not really sure why I never told you.
Oh, no.
I was in the playroom in the back.
What?
I stuck my finger in the socket.
Why? To see what would happen?
I have no idea.
How old were you?
Zapped, and it zapped fucking hard.
No.
And I never told you about it. Do you think I'm okay? Is it too late to go to the doctor for that? I must have been young. I didn't know. I didn't want to tell you. I didn't know if I was going to be in trouble. I wasn't sure.
Well, how old were you?
I mean, I must have been young. I was back there playing and I stuck my finger. I know which socket it was. Like I have the, and I remember, and it was loud and it was scary.
Well, was I in the house?
I don't know. I just didn't want to tell you.
That's horrifying.
Yeah. Another medical thing that happened that I didn't want to tell you about. I was really into Bataan. I was thinking about this today. Remember Bataan? Oh, really? I think the art of Bataan is gone. Is the art of Bataan gone, would you say?
I don't know. Do you see those on the football games? Do they have the girls that throw it out?
Weren't you? No, you were something dorkier.
I was like a cheerleader, but...
No, you were not a cheerleader. Don't give yourself the credit of cheerleader.
Yeah, I was cheerleader for girls.
No, Mom, you were the flag flyer or something. No,
whatever.
No, look how she just glossed that over. She was so willing to tell the cool stories, but when it comes to the fact that she was like, you were the flag flyer or whatever, weren't you the...
No,
you were the dorky one.
I was always dorky, but go ahead.
Anyways, talking about cool people, I did Bataan, and I did a Bataan in elementary school, and I actually like really fucking loved Bataan.
Yeah,
today in the shower, I was like, should I bring my Bataan skills back? I was good at it. I figure eighted, and I so I was practicing again in that back room. All the shit went down in that back room. It was like a guest room,
yeah,
converted into like a playroom, into like computer. An office.
We had one computer.
Yeah. It was just kind of like the random room. I was practicing Bataan.
Oh no.
I don't think I told you this one either. And for some reason I like had put it down, but like up, and I was like kind of like putting my chin on it. And it slipped and it jammed into the back of my throat so fucking hard, like into my tonsils, like boom, like in. I was like, oh.
Oh, no.
And remember, I've always had really big tonsils. I think it's because of the Bataan.
What?
I think I did it to myself.
No.
Really? And then from there on out, I always got strep throat. It was the Bataan. I didn't tell you that one either because that one was so embarrassing.
Why were you so afraid to tell me stuff?
This just turns into an emotional moment. You could have opened up.
Why didn't you tell me?
I don't know. When you're a kid, didn't you have memories of like doing stuff that you're like, I just like, it's embarrassing or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you have another one?
Oh, I have a great one.
Lay it on me.
So after I was like the queen in...
The pee-pee queen, am I right?
Yeah, the pee-pee queen. My parents decided that I need to go to Catholic school to get religion.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. So between me going to regular public school into Catholic school, I was so freaked out because remember, I was like the belle of the ball in kindergarten. So I started emotionally eating and gaining a whole lot of weight.
Yeah.
So when you're in Catholic school, you have to wear a uniform. I had to go to the chubby stores. Now, let me just tell you. The chubby stores actually said the chubby store.
No.
Yes.
Oh, and my
yes,
God.
It said the chubby store. And there was, it was almost like in lights in the front. There was no back door that you could sneak into. So
it was called the chubby
I'm
store.
I'm not kidding you. And it told you what sizes you were. It were like on the billboard out front. So we had to go in there.
I'm mortified.
It was mortifying. So I had to go in there because remember, I was wearing like poodle skirts and all cute and everything. And now I have to wear this freaking plaid. Now, I just want to let you know, when I see plaid in any store, I run the other way because it just never left me. So I was so chubby. I had to go to the chubby store to get my plaid uniform that went over my boobs because by then I've eaten too much. Now I have boobs and I'm like 7.
Yeah.
So you know how today when you go to the store, there's plenty of like elasticity.
Yes, we love elastic.
We love that whole thing.
We love adjustability.
We love like latex, the whole thing. Uh-uh, nothing.
No.
So I probably had to go like 3 sizes up to get this outfit. And it was just horrifying. It was the worst experience ever.
And so I got there and it was really hard to make friends because here I am and this, I'm chubby, I'm in this outfit.
And different times, right? Like it's not like,
oh yeah,
like Lizzo isn't our hero at this
yeah,
point.
No, yeah, no, yeah. No, nobody, nothing was happening with Lizzo. So
she wasn't alive then.
She wasn't
yeah,
alive.
Yeah, she surely wasn't.
So now this is like fit in the, I'm still in the 50s, right? So they were, I'm sorry if you're Catholic, but they were so strict, the nuns. And we had a march into the school on a marching band song every single day.
What?
It was horrifying.
What?
It was
like you had to like get together and march? This is feeling very like.
It was horrifying.
Yeah.
So how am I going to get through all of this shit, basically, right? Because I was there for 3 years. So first, second, and third grade, I was in this prison. And so I had to figure out, how am I going to get through this? How am I going to be like brave enough to like kind of make it work for me? But the worst experience was, I'm chubby, I'm in a plaid outfit that doesn't stretch, and I'm in math class.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Hence the reason why I'm terrible in math. So they call you up to the blackboard to do problems. So now it's third grade. You've got multiplication, you've got division, you've got long division, and they call you up to the blackboard to do a math thing. I'm always the last one standing. So there I am in all my chubby glory trying to get through this math. This is why I can't do math. It's like, it just killed me.
It's the plaid's fault.
It's plaid.
Yeah, but plaid's on trend right now.
I know, but have you ever seen me wear plaid? You have not. So never plaid is not happening. So, but I had to be clever and get my way around these nuns. So every day we would have lunch. You could buy your lunch for like 35 cents.
It was your favorite subject. You were so great at lunch.
Lunch was like, please God, give me lunch. But then they would walk around, the nuns would walk around to make sure you're eating your lunch. I mean, you just couldn't get away from them.
Yeah.
And so, and you had to eat all your lunch, which if it was cookies, yeah, but it wasn't. So like you would have peas and carrots or lima beans or some God.
Oh, lima beans are pretty gross.
Yeah, they're pretty gross. So when the nuns weren't looking, I would scoop them up and throw them under the table.
Yes.
Throw them under the table and then push them around.
You weren't the only ones.
I'm sure there was plenty of people like that. And the other thing, may I continue?
I mean, this is your show now, babe. Okay. This is your show. Second half, mom show. Hit it.
So
may I continue
may I
this,
continue?
Bitch?
Okay, so then this is the last story. So I had to get around. They try to brainwash you. It was called catechism. And you had to learn all these things that you had to repeat and study and, you know, whatever it was that they thought spirituality was at the time. And, but I, and you had to memorize. I'm not good at memorizing. Don't, you know that. You're great with lines. You've been an actress for your whole life. Me, not so much.
Yeah.
Okay. So I had, so I wouldn't memorize this stuff. Plus I thought it was bullshit. But anyways, so.
Rebel.
Rebel. So when it came time where they would pick you to repeat what you learned, which I didn't, I would think, okay, let's see. If these three people go, then it's going to be my turn. So how am I going to get out of it? So I'd walk up to the nun at sitting at
and
her
say,
desk.
And say, you have to poop?
No, but that would have been good.
Yeah, say, always. When in doubt, say you have diarrhea.
That would have worked.
Yeah.
Sister so-and-so, would you like a glass of water? And I would leave the room and get a cup and get the water just long enough to know that it went over me.
Smart.
I know. So that's
and it worked every time? You never got in trouble?
It worked every single time.
Really?
I know.
I gotta say, those nuns are pretty dumb.
I know.
That's a pretty obvious one.
Yeah. So that was a really good trick.
And you never got in trouble in school?
I never got caught with that.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but it sucked. I don't recommend people going to Catholic school.
You heard it here first, or wearing plaid, even though it is on trend.
And I remember the whole story I just told you. It's like
it sticks with you.
That shit doesn't leave you.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Just saying.
Okay.
Cocktails.
Let it out. Time let it cocktails. Out. If you need to, just let it out. All right. Well, we had some audience members.
Oh, okay.
Submit some of their stories that they have yet to tell their parents.
Oh, good, because I don't want to tell mine anymore.
Well, you will continue because I feel like maybe some of these will resonate with you. By the way, if you want to submit your own stories, all you have to do is go to our website. We have a website.
Ooh.
Mom. Yeah.
We do. Fantastic.
It's www.ungrandablepodcast.com.
Love it.
To submit your stories. So first up is someone was saying how many hangouts / sleepovers were actually overnights at a hotel with their boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, good on you to be able to afford a hotel.
Yeah.
That's fancy.
Fancy.
Don't you think it's fancy?
Fancy.
Like I get this concept of like, I'm going to my friend's house and then you go out with like a boyfriend something. I never did that because I never had a boyfriend. I too was a chubby plaid wearer, but not because I had to. Just thought it was cute. Did you ever have boyfriends in high school?
I did. And God bless him. I don't know if he's still alive or not, but there were 10 people in.
That's so dark. This is so dark. Are all the stories going to be like, I don't think they're alive anymore?
I had a boyfriend who was Catholic,
mm-hmm.
and there were 10 kids in the family, 10.
Mm-hmm.
So when they called you down for dinner, there was like a picnic table. If you didn't get there as soon as they called, you didn't eat.
Well, that's a common thing. I've heard that before. And then it like sometimes turns into like a hoarding situation later in life. Cause you're like, if I didn't do it, I wouldn't get it. Or like,
yeah. Anyway, so I did sleep over in one of the bunk beds with him one time. I don't know if the parents knew or not, but that was a while ago.
That doesn't sound as exciting as this, the overnights at a hotel.
No, it wasn't exciting.
No. Mm-mm. A hotel. I mean, like, good on them. I can't relate to this. Like I said, I didn't really ever have a boyfriend in high school, but that sounds cool. The next one was, I used to smoke my parents' weed. Ooh. They didn't know that I knew they smoked.
Mm.
That's fun. You ever steal anything for grandma?
Oh, I drank all the booze.
What kind of booze you got?
Whatever was available.
Oh, really?
Was what I took.
Yeah.
One time I drank vermouth. Now, that is like an add to another thing.
Yeah, I think that,
And I did that in junior high, and then I was walking to a party, and then I just puked in the alleyway. It wasn't a good thing.
Yeah, I feel like that's not a good.
Yeah, but I didn't know about.
You just pulled out the bottle, and it was. I think vermouth. I think it's expensive too.
Maybe
it's a liqueur.
But I was puking. It was awful.
Yeah, I used to steal your guys' vodka,
and then fill it up with water.
I don't know if I filled it up with water, but you kept it. It's still there. Probably that same bottle. In the house, there's like bottles of wine that have been in there since like the beginning of time. But I would put it in Diet Snapple Peach.
Get out.
Iced tea. Ooh, great combo.
It was good. Let's go get some.
Let's go up there. He'll never know. Other day I was up there, I had some. What are you going to do?
But
you know?
Diet Snapple. Do they still make that?
Well, they do. But that was a trend for a long time. So I would pour out like a, one quarter of it. Did you guys know that?
Mm-mm.
Y'all never knew?
Mm-mm.
What kind of parents, You didn't know that I electrocuted myself. You didn't know I practically almost choked myself to death on a baton.
Because we just thought you were a good kid.
I mean, relatively speaking, we were good kids.
Yeah, we didn't suspect.
Did you know I cheated my way through high school?
What?
I was a great cheater.
What?
All right, classic cheating advice.
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't know if they have this anymore. Remember those T4, T3, T4, whatever the fuck the calculators were called that you had to buy us each year?
Oh, yeah.
Really expensive calculators.
Yeah.
So this was the trick. Like, it had a cover on it, and so you would take the cover off and you put it on the back and then you would do your work.
Yeah.
So what everyone did was you take on the back of the cover, you would write in all the answers. And so then you would just slide it up and you would look.
Was that math?
Math.
See, there
you go. So, you pass that. It's your fault. I was a cheater.
That math sucks.
In high school. All right. This last one is this person. I've actually talked about this one before in another video. Again, if this is recognizable to you, you are an OG homie. this person says they're taking this to the grave. from their parents.
Okay.
Their first time, wink, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The V card was with a person from Craigslist.
Ew.
Judgment. You just Catholic nun judgmented that. Ew. Listen.
Wait, you didn't know that they didn't know the person?
Love comes in many forms.
No.
I mean, what's okay?
Craigslist. So what did it say? I'm available.
I would actually like to know that.
God.
Blessings. This person is safe and good. Okay. But let me just pose this. Is that really that much different from a dating website?
I don't know because I was...
Because I don't go on those things.
I don't go
because
on dating
I am
sites.
A judgmental nun at the Catholic school. No, I mean, is it that much different, would you say?
It's kind of creepy. Craigslist. Like, what did it say? Come on, what did the ad say? I'm available to shtup? What?
Shtup? Willing and ready.
It's kind of weird.
It's definitely a choice, I would say. I booked a few jobs via Craigslist. You ever go on Craigslist?
No.
You ever look at the, you know, they have the missed connections?
No, what is that?
You don't know what that is?
No.
Oh, man. Maybe in a bonus episode on Patreon, we can take mom on a journey. That would be so fun.
Oh, yeah.
Of Craigslist. Like, so I can explain to you missed connections, like the quick version of it or explanation of it is if you like, say you're like, okay, the other day you were out and you were at a grocery store and you kind of like winked at a person or whatever. Like you said hello to someone and then you go home and then you write a listing that's like, hey, it's me, tall guy with the cool shirt at Gilson's.
What?
I winked at you.
What?
If you see this, respond.
Come on.
For real. Missed connections.
Wow.
Wow.
I kind of like that.
Oh, look who's changed her tune now. What if this person met their person on the missed connections. Now that's okay?
Yeah, but that doesn't say, you didn't say that.
They said Craigslist.
Okay. Well, that's like where you buy stuff.
I mean, depends. They have a lot of free stuff. They also have some real shitty jobs on there that I've definitely considered doing. If you don't support this podcast, I might have to. So that's our show, Mom. How are we feeling?
I'm feeling great. This was fun.
Do you feel like it was like cathartic or what?
Totally cathartic. I mean, I have more stories, but I'll
Got more weeks to go. My question to you is like, are you horrified about your parenting skills?
No, but I feel really bad that you didn't tell me like you shoved something up your throat and you got electrocuted.
Yeah.
Good God.
I feel like you should feel bad about both. And as you guys know, I come from the YouTube world, old school, and I feel like I want this to be, and correct me if I'm wrong, but like super collaborative.
Yeah,
You know, we're kind of learning as we go and growing as we go, and we want to hear from you guys as to who you want to see on the
who
show.
Who do you want to hear from, for
who
sure.
Who do you want to hear from? What more stories are you, what more? That's not a, I didn't pay, I told you, I cheated in school, I didn't pay attention. Who should we have on? Yeah, I blame everything on that. I really am now going to just blame everything on the electrocution.
Go ahead.
We want to hear what you guys think. So come ahead and chat with us. We're over at the Human Content on TikTok and Instagram. Guys, the information will all be listed everywhere. This is Human Content Pods on TikTok. I am not on TikTok, so this is our first dive into it. You know what, Mom? I bet you're all over TikTok because you are an internet star and you don't even want to be.
I'm just a meme.
You're more than a meme, babe. But yeah, definitely make sure to visit us there. And like I said earlier in the episode, if you do want to submit your own story, we're so happy and grateful to have them. And they're such great conversation kicker-offers.
Sure.
So thank you for sharing and submitting. All you have to do is go to ungroundablepodcast.com. That's ungroundablepodcast.com. And obviously, my first love is YouTube. Well, you.
Yeah, thank you.
And YouTube. So there will be clips every Monday on YouTube. So make sure that you head over there. That's youtube.com/leasebug. Give that some love. And also, guys, Patreon, like I said, I've been wanting to do this. I've been teasing the idea of doing it. We have so many fun things for you guys to see, hear, listen, and do over there. Some really great perks like the show Sidebar. It was supposed to just be like literally a sidebar where like I have a few extra conversations to add, but it has now turned into a full-on extra second show with me and Jeff. Jeff is sharing some of his stories. Ooh. And I feel like I'm afraid for you to hear those because he's got so many stories. Also, you can hang out with the Ungroundable member community that I'm very much active in. There's early episode access. There's exclusive live stream hangouts with me and my friends, and also full versions of this podcast in video form on there, and much, much more. So all you have to do is go to patreon.com/ungroundable podcast. That is patreon.com/ungroundable podcast. We are your hosts, Lisa Schwartz and
Mommy Schwartz.
Mommy Schwartz, that bitch Schwartz. And we are so happy to be here. Our executive producers are me, Lisa Schwartz, Aaron Corney, Rob Goldman, and Shanti Brooke, my homies. And our editor and engineer is Jason Portizo. Our music, which is so awesome, is by Omer Benzvi. And our theme song is performed by the amazing Leah Donovan Jones. This is Ungroundable with Lisa Schwartz, and it is a Human Content production. Love you, babe.
Love ya.
Can't wait to tell you more horror-ifying stories.
I can't wait.
See you guys next time.